As we look at some of the coverage that's been going on from Baltimore this week, and it has simmered down in the last 24 to 48 hours, the National Guard was called out. The emergency declaration was given by the governor of Maryland after request by the mayor of the city of Baltimore. And that seems to have quieted things as it's picked up in other cities, as you heard with our news report there with New York City and Denver overnight. But overall now, we've had a few days to kind of assess the way the story has been covered. And it's a good time and maybe a good point to pick up that part of the conversation now. John Ebinger, he's a Washington, D.C.-based media consultant and educator. For 9 years, he was a producer for a rather well-respected ABC News program. You might have heard of it. It's called Nightline. He also worked for ESPN, part of the launch of Outside the Lines. Currently, he is teaching broadcast writing, reporting, and interviewing all things media, special emphasis on the electronic media at the George Washington University in D.C. I've known John for many years now, and he joins us on the program. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, John. It's something that you take special note of here. You've got your classes. You've got your students. And the media, looking at the media with a critical eye, you do so intensely. What's your broad take on what you've seen with the coverage this week in Baltimore?
Sure, like with all major stories, stories that are breaking and evolving on the ground, we've been mixed. We've played a bit of catch up on the larger story that's at play in Baltimore, but we've been getting interviews, talking responsibly with folks on the ground within the community in Baltimore, and that's been good to see. At the same time, as someone who lives about 40 miles away,
right,
and is somewhat familiar with Baltimore from covering stories and having friends and family there, it's frustrating to see what we call in the business parachute journalism, when some of the big networks will bring somebody down from New York or maybe even up from D.C. and cover this like it's alien land, and that's what's frustrating to me, both as a journalist and as a viewer. And I suspect that a lot of people feel that way any time their community comes under the lens of any type of camera.
Well, John, explain what that is when you talk about parachute journalism. And this, you're not talking about being a correspondent, people who travel to cover a story. That's one thing. We used to always say, you know, when you see, and this is now part of a joke, it's not an internet meme, but when you would see Brian Williams or whatever, whoever from whatever major broadcast network would suddenly be there, then you knew you had crossed the line to huge story, and now it's basically going to go wall to wall. Is that what you're talking about with a parachute kind of journalism?
Right, it's precisely that. Well, you know, the old joke is that, you know, journalists parachute in and then get themselves out a few days later. And to a large extent, we have seen that already with Baltimore. All the network anchors were there on Tuesday and last night. When I say all, the three primary evening news shows, the old legacy media, all of them were back in New York last night. So in a way, frankly, the media has moved on, which you can look at, again, either good or bad. But parachute means you just come on in as though it's somewhere you're not familiar with. You're trying to rely on someone else for information. That hasn't exactly been the case here, but it seems at times that there are moments when we're approaching it that way. I'd rather not mention the names of some of the afternoon folks on CNN, for example, but they certainly seem to have been acting that way. And CNN is often the place that a lot of people turn to when there is breaking news.
Right.
So there's a higher responsibility that they have, and they should be responsible and more responsible in how they discuss things. Secondly, cameras don't show everything. And while we saw a lot of things that were probably upsetting to many people on Monday evening, they can't tell the whole story. All of Baltimore wasn't burning.
Right.
A number of communities were, but not everything. Cameras
and all the people who were out in the streets were not rioting. There were huge numbers of people peacefully protesting, and somehow it was covered, but that narrative tends to drop down.
Precisely, because the camera tells a very powerful story.
Sure.
The image that we see resonates with us, and I dare say the images that we'll probably have seared into our head a few months on from Baltimore will be those images for Monday night, and not you know, not the civil protests that existed earlier on Saturday, and we've been seeing going on since.
You know, one of the people of our times who you know keeps track of this as well. He's outgoing with Comedy Central, but John Stewart took CNN to task very heavily after saying, "Hey, you know, the president did a good job, hit it out of the park with his comedy routine at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner." While that was going on, CNN was very self reverential, very self-congratulatory, and they weren't really covering the story as it exploded and got bigger on Saturday. They should have been. Was that fair critique?
Oh, completely. Completely right on point. Once again, Jon Stewart has both nailed us appropriately, criticized us, I would say fairly, and mocked us mercilessly for the mistakes that we collectively, as journalists, mostly electronic journalists in this case, made. It's not to say that the event in Washington didn't bear some coverage, but to the exclusion of something significant going on just up the road, and again, not a story that just broke that night, but a story that eyes were on and reporters were covering for the last few days. So there really was no excuse for CNN not to have done a better job last Saturday night. And there's certainly the criticism was warranted, and the manner in which Jon Stewart did it was just wonderful, brilliant, and delicious as well.
John, would you say that it's fair to give the media some credit here, at least in this sense? I still see a good amount of coverage being given to the real question of what happened with Freddie Gray. And, of course, in the Washington Post is a story today where they take a very different tack that could put a very different spin on it. If the recount of one other person who's in custody is accurate, they say he was trying to hurt himself. That is something very different indeed than pointing the finger at police, and who knows. But there still has been a good amount of coverage, not just on the riots and the chaos and mayhem, but on what actually sparked this.
I wouldn't go so far as to say a good amount, but we're beginning to see some coverage on this. I mean, frankly, I did a story on Baltimore in the late 90s, an old tape show. I did another show about 10 years back. And in each of those programs, and I use some of this in one of my classes, we hear from people who talk about the legacy of jobs leaving Baltimore, of the economy shifting, of the lack of support in communities for helping people and getting them work. And that's largely what we're seeing at play behind what's happening in Baltimore today. It's a tough story for television to cover, particularly the way television works these days. We're very fast. We go to the heat of the images that we have at hand. And we're beginning to see some of this. I'd like to think that we will in the next few days, if not weeks, but I don't want to say I'm optimistic, at least not yet.
Well, television does give you, in the 24/7 environment, it's still 24/7 and 365. You do have time to get into it, should you choose, or you can keep repeating the same thing over again, the pictures, and I get that too. John Ebinger is a instructor at the George Washington University in D.C. His students are in, he's a thoughtful guy, and he puts things into context and has been around the block, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that much. He also has his sports teams that he cheers for still alive, and not all of us here in Michigan today do. So we note that as well. John, thanks for joining us this morning for some thoughtful recount of Baltimore.
Thanks, Dave. Best to everyone.